On the second Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, this is the Mishnah of Chatas Ha'Of. Just a little bit of background. Until this Mishnah, we've been dealing with Zvachim of Behemos and Balichayim, and then we went on to talk about Kmitza and Menachos. But we didn't discuss Of. And as far as the discussion of Of is concerned, which begins with this Mishnah and continues till the end of the next Perek, till Daf Ayin Amud Beis, Karbonas Ha'Of, our Mishnah is going to talk about Chatas Ha'Of, and then there's going to be a discussion a little bit later on about Olas Ha'Of. And the clarification here is regarding the exact place for the Asiya of these Karbonas Ha'Of. The Mishnah back in Ezu Mekomon had discussed the exact location for various Zvachim. We discussed also in the previous Mishnah on this Amud Menachos and where the Kmitza has to be and where it can be. Now, as far as the exact location of Chatas Ha'Of, which is the subject here, we should know that with regard to Ofos, there's not only Chatas Ha'Of, which is the main subject we're going to deal with, there's also Olas Ha'Of. They both are brought from Torim B'nei Yona, and later on we're going to discuss exactly why. And the Avodos that are done with regard to Of are Malika, and then in the case of Chatas Ha'Of, which is our Mishnah Hazah, and then in both Chatas Ha'Of and Olas Ha'Of, we're going to talk about Mitzui. In the past we've discussed Mitzui, where he squeezes out the dam and it flows onto the Mizbeach. We have the Haktorah. The Haktorah is only relevant to Olas Ha'Of, not to Chatas Ha'Of. And the Malika is the way in which the life force of the Of is removed, and it is a replacement, it parallels or corresponds to Shechit and Behema. The Kohen would pierce his nails into the back of the Of, continue it down till he gets to the Kon and the Veshet, one of them or maybe both of them, and then he does the Azor Saddam, taking out the dam from the Tzavar Ha'Of and placing it on the Mizbeach. The Mitzui, as we mentioned earlier, would be the Shechitas Ha'Dam onto the Kir HaMizbeach. The Haktorah is to put the boss of the Karbon onto the Maroch, onto the fire on the top of the Mizbeach. And with regard to Haktorah, there are differences between Chatas Ha'Of and Olas Ha'Of. Now, in the Migdash, there were two Mizbechos. There was Mizbech HaChitzon, which was in the Azorah, and there was the inner Mizbech, which is called the Mizbech HaKtores, otherwise known as the Mizbech HaPnimi, that stood in the Heichal. As a general rule, when we talk about a Zevach, we're talking about the Mizbech HaChitzon. And here also, in the context of Ofos, we're talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That Mizbeach had many different functions, one of which was that on its kiros, on the walls, the outer walls of this Mizbeach, they would zorek the dam of all the karvonos, with the exception of those, of course, that were taken inside to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and those are the Pnimios. And there were a few Karbonos Pnimium where the Dam went into the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that was in the Heichal. Now, even in the case of the Pnimios, the Shiori HaDam, the leftover Dam after the Zrika of all Karbonos, was brought onto the Yesod, poured onto the Yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, with the exception again of Chatas Ha'Of, which is our discussion here, where there was no Haktorah at all. So that's what we mentioned before, that in the two ofos, which we have chatos and ola, then haktor is only relevant to ola sa'of. Now the mizbeach was square. It had four corners, zovios, and when the Beis HaMikdash and the Kelim stood, there were four ruchos, four different directions, and on each one of the kiros and mizbeach, each one would turn towards another direction. And these chronos, because they combine two different directions, always have a double name to them. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah of Chatos Ha'of, is dealing with Keren, what's called Dromis Maravis, the southwestern corner. That's the one that we're focused on. Now, as far as the height of the Mizbeach, there's a machlokas that we mentioned earlier on Daf Nun Gimel, whether it was Eser Amos, which means that if you divide up the height of the Mizbeach to two, you're talking about five Amos and another top five Amos. Those two were demarcated, were separated by the Chut HaSikra, a red Chut that went all the way around the Mizbeach in the middle of the Mizbeach. And in some cases, the carbon was dafka, was relevant to the upper half of the Mizbeach, but most of them were on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, below the Chut HaSikra. And back on Daf Nun Dal and Amud Aleph, we studied the question of the Mizbeach, its width on the bottom. The second Mikdash was 32 Amos on 32 Amos. And after you went up from the floor, from the ground, one Amma, there was what we call a Knisa, like an indent of an Amma on all sides. That's called the Yesoda Mizbeach. And its width was around the entire 32 Amos of the Mizbeach, maybe even 33 Amos. Now, after another Gova, 5 Amos, which would be 6 Amos high, once again, there was a knisa, in other words, it's sort of like the rochav would be a little bit smaller, and that was 28 amas on 28 amas, and from there going up to the Mizbeach would be another 4 amos. Now the Mishnah tells us that, again, as we said before, it was the Keren Dromis Maravis of the Mizbeach. That's where the Chatos Ha'of was done. And it was done on the top half of the Mizbeach. Some of the Dam would go on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. We'll see about that. We mentioned before that at a certain height there was an indent that was called the Yesoda Mizbeach. We're going to find that when you get higher up, you get the Sovev of the Mizbeach at 6 Amos from the Karka. And again, the Chut HaSikra would divide the Mizbeach into two parts, the Elyon and the Tachton. So from the 5 Amos on the top to the 5 Amos on the bottom, in the middle there would be a Chut HaSikra, and that would be under the Soviv. Now the Mishnah speaks, as we said before, about Chatos Ha'of. Please keep in mind that Chatos Ha'of is a carbon chova. There's no possibility of volunteering and giving a nedava. And Chatos Ha'of Shmo Kenu is brought because of certain chatoim, in order to achieve kapara for certain sins, and in the cases of Zav and Zava, to clinch the kapara and the tahara of the person. And this will come up later on Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis. Now, Chatas Of Haisot Nases Al Keren Dromis Maravis, the Mishnah says. This Asiya Nases is a reference to two dimensions of the Avodas HaKorban of the case of Chatas Of, is Hazah and Mitzi Adam. Because after the Malika of the Of coming in from the back, then the Kohen did a Hazah and he was also Mematzi, did the Mitzah, the Dam on the Mizbeach. Now there is one opinion that the Malika was also done in this same place, right next to the Keren Dromis Maravis. And the Mishnah says, B'chol Makom Haisa K'shera Elezeh Haisa Makoma, which means that the requirement of this specific location, namely the Keren Dromis Maravis, is only L'chatchila, but it's not absolutely indispensable, it's not critical. The Mishnah goes on to say, once it mentioned the Keren Dromis Maravis, to teach us the avodos that were done there, Shlosha Dvarim Haisa Osa Keren. So that Keren Dromis Maravis served a triple function. Number one, Mishameshes Milamata, and that's on the lower half of the Mizbeach. And some of the karbonos were brought, the dam was brought on the lower half of the Mizbeach. There were those that were done on the Yesod HaMizbeach. The Yesod, as we said earlier, was a madrega, some sort of a step that had a width and a height of one amma, and it was makif, it surrounded the entire Mizbeach on all its studim of Maravi and Tzfoni, the west and the north. It went a little bit into the south and a little bit towards the east, maybe one hour in each direction. But on the Mairav side and the Tzafon side, there was a Yesod Sholem, whereas on the Mizrach and the Dorim side, the Yesod was only one Amah wide. So it wasn't really Sholem because it didn't cover the entire Mizrach or the entire Tzafon. Be that as it may, with regard to the Keren Dromis Maravis, we have the Chetzi HaTachton for Shlosha Dvarim. I'm sorry. We have the Chetzi HaTachton for Shlosha Dvarim, and we have the Chetzi HaElyon Milamala also for Shlosha Dvarim. And now the Mishnah gives us the details of these three. First, for the Keren Michetzi HaTachton Milamata. And number one, Fahazoas Chatos HaOf. We'll soon see later on that Olas Of is Lamala, is on the Elyon side, but now we're on Chatos HaOf, which is the Tachton side. And that's exactly what the Mishnah has already told us, that Chatos HaOf is done on the Keren Dromis Maravis. Now we're adding Lamata, that it should be in the second half, the lower half, below the Chuta Sikra. And then he has Hagoshos with regard to a Karban Mincha, and some of this we discussed in the previous Mishnah here on the same Amud. There's something called Hagosha, and the Mincha itself requires, even before Kmitza, Hagosha, which means that the Hagosha, when the Kohen would take the Mincha towards this particular place on the Mizbeach, the Keren that we're talking about, and he would bring it to touch it with the Kli on the Mizbeach, touch the Mizbeach even before he did the Kmitza. And the source for the din that Kmitza in Mincha requires Lamata It's not clear if that's because of a hekesh between mincha and chatas ha'of. And we say that chatas ha'of requires lamata. That's based, the Gemara derives it later on Samach Dalet from a pasuk, Vanishar bedam yimotzel yisod hamizbeach, that he puts the dam on the kir of the mizbeach, and the dam is shoseis v'yored, it goes dripping down to the yisod, that's the kir atachton. How do we know it's dafka on the keren dromis maravis? That's going to be derived later on Amid Beis here, from a hekesh between chatas ha'of and mincha. In both cases, the mokem agosh sam mincha is bekeren zu, meaning this keren dromis maravis. So in any event, we have two dinim here. Number one, we have the din of lamata. Number two, we have the din of keren, meaning keren dromis maravis. And both these dinim apply to both chatas ha'of and to hagosha in kmitzos. And with regard to all karbonos of behema, the nesina, besides the nesina on the mizbeach, whatever was left over was nishbach on the yisod hamizbeach. That was the sugi back on daf nuna aleph. In the case of karbonos ha'of, there was no avoda of shfichas hashirayim. Although some want to suggest that the status or the definition of mitzui in chatas ha'of is identical with nesina shirayim. And we have now number three, shiori adam. The shiori adam would also be poured on this keren dromis. And now we're talking about a korban chatas. And dafka chata shenaseis bachutz. So, for example, with all karbonos of behemoth and oaf, the avoda lent itself to dam hakarbon, to zrikas hakarbon, to nesinas haetzba, to hazot, to mitzui, and all on the mizbeach hachitzon, or in very rare cases, in chatos pnimius, on the inner mizbeach. And in all the karbonos behema, there was an extra nesina, as we said, that was nishpach al yisod hamizbeach. That's called shficha shiori adam. And in the case of chatos, where there's a din of etzba, there's no shirayim. Now, there are two types of chatos, as we've said in the past. There's chatos chitzona, then the dam was placed on the mizbeach hachitzon. There was chatos pnimios, where the dam was placed on the heichal, inside the heichal, on the mizbeach and the heichal. There's shiori adam of both of these karbonos chatos, which was nitan al yisod mizbeach hachitzon. However, in certain places, shiori adam chatos pnimios was nitan on yisod dromi, on the southern side, but shiori adam in the case of chatos pnimos were on the yisod maravi. When it says here shiori adam of a karma chatos, which is nasa b'chutz, we're emphasizing nasa b'chutz because we're talking about either the yisod dromi in the case of chatos chitzonios, or the yisod maravi in the case of chatos pnimios. Now these three that we mentioned here that are done lamata are done by a kohen while he stands on the ritzvah hazara right next to, contiguous to this keren that we've been talking about, keren dromis maravis. And now the Mishnah wants to give us details about the three kiyumim, the three things that are done on the keren from chetzio lamala to the keren ha'elyon, the chetzio lamala, chetzio elyon. And those are, number one, nisuch hayayin, and number two, nisuch hamayim, And number three, Olas Ha'of. Now let's talk about Nisuch Hayayin for a second. After all the behemos that were brought as either an Ola Shlomim, and also after a Chatos and Oshim of Mitzora, they were Makriv, what's called a Minchas Nesachim, which was comprised of Solas Shemen and Yayin. The Yayin would be Misnasech, or shall we say it was given to Nisuch, Litocheche Sefel Menukov, into some sort of a container that had holes in it, and that was done right near the Keren Dromis Maravis, which was the Keren on the top of the Mizbeach. And in some of these cases of the Minchas Nesachim, the Yayin was Shoseis V'yored Al Hashitin. These were cavities below the Azara, and they were specifically under the Mizbeach. And that's the Sugya in Sukkah on Daf Mem Ches that I think we've spoken about in the past. There are many different views about exactly how the Yayin went down into the Shittim. And what's important for us now is the Mokom Nisuch is the Keren Lamala. And that's because there were no Sfolim except there. That was a place where the Sfolim are. And it's impossible that they would be Menasech in any other Mokom. So the location here is critical. That's as far as Nisuch Hayayin is concerned. And that is going on the higher half, if you will, of the Mizbeach. Now, we have to talk about Nisuch Hamayim, which was a subject of a great debate back at the time of the Tzdukim. On Chag HaSukkos, they did Nisuch Mayim al Gabi HaMizbeach. That was Halacha Moshe Misinai, which the Gemara formulates in Tainis Daf Gimel. The exact place for the Nisuch Hayayin was on the Rosh HaMizbeach, next to the Keren Dromis Maravis. Again, with a Sefel, a receptacle, Menukov, that had holes in its bottom. And this Sefel was Samuch, was right next to the Semel that they use for Nisuch Hayayin. So there's Nisuch Hayayin from the Sefel and Nisuch Hamayim from the Sefel. The reason why the Mishnah mentions Yayin first and Mayim second is probably because of the principle of Todir Kodem, because this Yayin was something that was used for Nisuch on a constant basis. Nisuch HaMayim was once a year. One holiday a year, I should say. Ruch HaTo Adinu, Yelihinu Melech Olam, Shakol, Niyev, Bidvaro. Now, as we move on in the Mishnah, I would like to read to you a small ha'ora here in the footnote about the Mako Malika and Mitsui. And now let's shift for a moment to Olas Ha'of, which is number three on our list here in the Mishnah for the bottom half of the wall of the Mizbeach from the Chut HaSikra down. And we're talking about Hakrovas Olas Ha'of, not Chatos Ha'of. In Olas Ha'of, this was the carbon that came both for chova and for nedava, depending on the situation. It's not limited as chatos is to chova. And the place of the malik and the mitzui was on the mizbech lamala, on the top half of the mizbech. Now, as a general rule, the asiyah of the Ola Sa'of, when it was done, when the Kohen would stand on the Sovev, but what's critical for us is it was right next door to the Keren Mizrachis Dromis. And that's in contrast to the Chatas Ha'of, which was done in the Dromis Ma'aravis. So now we've moved from the west to the east, so to speak. The Gemara later on is going to explain the reasoning for this on Daf Samach Dalid, and that has to do with the Beis HaDeshen, and the Ola Sa'of was meant to be subject to Malika, and of course everything that follows with Hazon and Mitzui in a place on the Mizbech that's closest to the Beis HaDeshen, because that's where the Kohen would throw certain parts of the bird, something called Mora'ah and Notza'ah. Now apparently there were moments in the Avodah, specifically of the Olas Ha'of, when there was a very high volume of Kohanim who were Otskim B'Asiyas Olas Ha'of, many different Olas Ha'of were coming and flooding into the area of the Mizbeach, and in such a case there was a need, again, to do the Olas Ha'of Samach LeBeis HaDeshen, and as a result of Samach LeBeis HaDeshen, the preferable Keren was the Mizrachis Dromis. But if it was impossible, because of the volume of people of Kohanim, to do so, then they did it on the Keren Dromis Ma'aravis, which is exactly where the Chatas Ha'of was done. And that's what it says here in the Mishnah, that Kshehoya Rabos B'tzad Mizrach, when there was such a massive amount of Kohanim on the Tzad Mizrach, taking care of all the Olas Ha'of, then they shifted from the Mizrachis Dromis to the Dromis Ma'aravis, from the east to the west, on the Soviv. The Kohen would walk around the whole Mizbech on the Soviv, standing on the Soviv. Now, instead of, let me just read to you what he says. He says, Mishumat Sorech, because of the original need to set up the Olas Ha'of near the Beis HaDeshen, when it was impossible to do so, meaning it was impossible to use the Dromis Mizrachis because of the volume of Korbanos Olas Ha'of, then they would shift it over to the Keren Dromis Ma'aravis. Now, even the Keren Dromis Ma'aravis was pretty close to the Beis HaDeshen, at least relative to the other two Kronos. It wasn't as close as the Dromis Mizrachis, but at least it was Dromis Ma'aravis. So these are the three things that were done by the Kohen when he went up to the Mizbeach, and he stood Samach LeKeren, and he did these three things that we spoke about in the Chetzi HaElyon, on the top half of the Mizbeach, and that was the Nisuch HaYayin, the Nisuch HaMayim, and the HaKrovas Olas Ha'of. Now, according to Rashi Shita, everything was done on the top of the, what we call the Gag HaMizbeach, the top of the Mizbeach. And even in a case where the Olas Ha'of was done as it should be done on the Keren Dromis Mizrachis, the Kohen would go up to the Soviv. When, however, the Asiyah had to be shifted because of the volume, as we discussed, to the Keren Dromis Ma'aravis, then the Kohen would go onto the Mizbeach itself, not onto the Soviv, but onto the Mizbeach. And the reason for that is that he couldn't reach the Keren Dromis Ma'aravis unless he was makif the entire Soviv all around the Mizbeach. the Mishnah addresses the question of the Kohen going up to the Mizbeach and going down from the Mizbeach. And with regard to these last three avodos, which were done on the Chelek HaElyon, there were certain changes that reflected the fact that we were on the Chetzi Elyon of the Keren. And the Mishnah says the following, Kol ha'olim la'mizbeach olim derech yamin. When the Kohanim went up to the Mizbeach, they would go towards the right side, they would turn towards their right. And this is based on a principle that we always turn towards the right. Now, Rashi points out that when we're talking about a Kohen who's Ola L'Rosh HaMizbeach, then he should not turn away from the Mizbeach, meaning that his Achor of his back should be towards the Mizbeach. And if he's not going on to the Mizbeach itself, but he's only going up through the Kevesh, like for example, in the case of an Ola, when he wants to be Machtir an Ola on the Mizbeach, he would be Zorik the Basar onto the Marocha as he stood on the Kevesh. And in such a case, he could turn his back towards the Mizbeach. Now, the Kevesh was on the south side, so when he went up to the Mizbeach, he would go through this up the south. And when he got up from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, then on his right, he would immediately encounter the Keren Dromus Mizrachis. On his left, he would encounter the Keren Dromus Maravis. Again, the Mizbeach was wider than the Kevesh. So in order to get from the Kevesh to the Kronos, he has to turn either to the right or to the left. And the Mishnah comes to establish that whenever he gets to a place, wherever he has to get to, when he got to his destination, he should always be moving towards the right, not towards the left. So even in the case where his goal was to arrive at the Keren Dromus Maravis, like in the case of Chatos Ha'Of that we've been discussing, nevertheless, he would turn towards the right, not towards the left, which meant that he might have to go all the way around the Mizbeach. He'd be Makif, the Mizbeach, on the, you know, a total circle until he finally got to the Keren Dromus Maravis. And that's what the Mishnah points out, it called Olim L'Mizbeach, Olim Derech Yamin. And even if that's going to require that he goes all the way around the Mizbeach, that's what he has to do. He goes towards the Dromus Mizrachis, and in order to get the Dromus Maravis, he might have to circle the entire Mizbeach. But that's what he's got to do. And this is based on a principle that the Gemara formulated back on Samach Beis Amid Beis, Liolam Yesh Lifnos L'Mizrach L'Tzad Yamin. And here we're turning to Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis to complete the last two lines of the Mishnah, Makifin, and we go around the Mizbeach, Balichosam Svivo, in other words, when he completes his Avodah, then he doesn't retrace his steps and go backwards, but rather he continues to be makif the Mizbeach, to go around the Mizbeach, until he arrives at the second side of the Mizbeach, and then he goes down the Kevesh. So this is called Makifin Es HaMizbeach, in order to get down the Kevesh, after he finishes the Avodah. Now, if he would retrace his steps, he'd be turning towards the small. Of course, he started by turning towards the Yamin. So we're going to avoid that, even though it means, again, so you're talking about someone who's on the Rosh HaMizbeach, on that Amo, what we call the Hiluch Ragle HaKonim, on the Rosh HaMizbeach. His face was turned towards the Mizrach, and he's walking all the time from the side towards the direction of Yamin. Omar. So Minani Mili, I'm sorry, before we get to Minani Mili, let's just finish up in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when he finishes the entire Hakafa Yordim Derech Smol, they go down towards the left of the Kevesh. In other words, when he went up the Kevesh, his face was towards the Mizrach, and that side of the Kevesh, which was on the side of the west, would now be on his left. So he would go up the Mizbeach Derech Yemin HaKevesh, but Yorei Derech Smol HaKevesh. And the exception to this rule is going to be Chutz Min HaOla. If a person, the Kohen, is going up to the Mizbeach Le Shloshet Dvar Meilu, you know, he's doing either Nisuch Hayayin or Nisuch HaMayim or Akrovas Olas HaOf. And in the case, in these three cases, he did not go up towards the Yamin and go around until he arrived at the Keren Dromis Maravis. So for some reason, for these three things that were done on the upper half of the Mizbeach, the Kohanim would not go Derech Yamin to make this Hakofa all around the Mizbeach until they reached the Keren Dromis Maravis. But rather, are you olim v'yardim ala akev? In other words, they retrace their steps without going all the way around the Mizbeach. And when they were ola ala kevesh, they immediately turned towards the left. And the Gemara is going to try to explain why is that so, because generally speaking, the halicha, the pniyah, was always towards the right. And after they finished what they had to finish, they would go back, retrace their steps, and go down the ramp, the kevesh. They would not continue to be makif the mizbeach derech smol. Now the Gemara wants to know about chatas ha'of, that we said it was done, all the asir was done on keren dromis maravis. Why is that so? Minani mili. How do we know the chatas ha'of has to be done on the keren dromis maravis? Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Amar Kra. This pasuk with regard to Minchas Chote, which accompanies a carbon ol of the Yored, I'm sorry, a Minchas Chote, which can be classified as a carbon ol of the Yored, which means it depends on his financial situation, and we're talking now about which chatoim, minchas chote? We're talking about Shavuos Ha'edus, Shavuos Bitui, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And the carbon here is a carbon chatos. However, it's different than every classical carbon chatos, which is called chatos chelev, in the following way. The obligation of this carbon changes from an onir to an asher. An asher has a greater responsibility. Even within the class of aniyim, there may be different levels. There's dalus, and then there's dali dalus, where he's absolutely poor, he doesn't have anything to his name. Once again, minani mili, how do we know that a chatas ha'of goes to the keren dromis maravis? Rabbi Yeshua says that the pasuk says with regard to minchas chote, which as we said is a carbon ol of the yored, Lo yosim oleh shemen velo yitein oleh levona. And this pasuk is coming to teach us that even though the chatos is now transformed, if you will, to a dali dalus, to this pasuk in Minchas Chote, which again, as we said, is a carbonol of the Yored, is going to teach us something about Chatas Ha'of. The Chatas Ha'of requires Keren Dromis Maravis. And how so? Because the Pasuk says Ki Chatas Hi, and it's referring to a Minchas Chote. Now, one of the dinim in Minchas Chote, I mentioned right now in passing, but it'll be very important for us later on, is lo yitein olea shemen v'lo yitein olea levona. In other words, in all minchas, you bring shemen and levona. The shemen is nivlal with the mincha. The levona would be placed on top of the mincha, and the kohen would collect it and then be maktir on the mizbeach. That's in addition to the komitz from the mincha itself. But the exception to this rule is the case of minchas chote. Balabatish, we could say a mincha that's coming on fachet is not appropriate to fluff it up and embellish it with all these beautiful things like lavona, sweet smelling spices, shemen. Those are for more positive occasions. But in the case of minchas chote, and the Torah takes into account that he may be poor, and therefore it's going to be a mincha of olav yored, which means that with regard to minchas chote, if he's an ani, which means dalus, and then it's going to change if he's an ani gadol, which is called dali dalus, the asher is going to bring a kizba seira, like any other carbon chatas. Whereas the ani brings a carbon of shtei torim shtei b'nei yona la'olo l'chatas, and a dal yoser, using more poi, brings asir seifel mincha. And our pasuk here is addressing the case of minchas chote b'dalei dalus. And the Mishnah says ki chatas hi. Now we're going to derive two conclusions from this ki chatas hi. Number one, chatas kriya mincha. In other words, that just like in the case of minchas chote, we have halach of olev yored, so too in the case of a chatas, so it's a case where the chatas itself becomes a mincha. You know, it's if it's a carbon olav yored on Shavuos Eidu, Shavuos Bitu, and so forth, Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, then if he's poor as he can, then Dali Dalas, instead of bringing an animal or even a bird, he brings an Eifa, Asiris Eifa, a mincha. So again, we're talking about a mincha schote abba be dali dalus, and he's going to bring it as a mincha of asiris ha'efa. And again, in other menachos, he brings shemen levona, but not in this case, because in this case, we're talking about a mincha schote. A mincha schote is excluded from shemen levona. And now, this chote, since he's gotten to the state of dali dalus, it's called a minchas chote haba b'dali dalus. So this chatos turns into dali dalus, through dali dalus, into a carbon mincha. That's what's called a minchas chote. And not only that, u'mincha kruya chatos. Now he's reversing it. That the mincha is a chatos. And that's explicit in the pasuk. The pasuk says, ki chatos hi, the mincha is a chatos. And this is coming to teach us that from chatos to mincha, from minchas to chatos, from chatos to mincha, ma chatos to una tzofon is af mincha to una tzofon. And then the flip side, ma mincha that gosh is bekeren my rovis dromis is af chatos, and we're talking about chatos ha'ov, is bekeren my rovis dromis. So we were trying to find the source for chatos ha'ov being done in the Keren Dromis Maravis. Here we have it right here because the Chatas Ha'Of is being compared to a Mincha. And the Mincha, the Hagoshel Mizbeach, is on the Keren Maravis Dromis. And so too Chatas, because we have now an equation here between Chatas and Mincha. Now, in the context of this Hekesh between Chatas and Mincha, we're deriving from Chatas the requirement of Tzofon in the Asiyah. Again, when we talk about Chatas here, we talk about Chatas Behema, not Chatas Ha'Of. Chatas Ha'Of doesn't have a din of Tzofon at all, because with regard to Malika, Malika is B'chol Mokom, any place in the Mizbech, in the Azara, there's no requirement of Tzofon. The Azah of the Dam is going to be in Keren Maravis Dromis, as we said here. And that's going to be derived from this equation to Mincha. Now we had in the Mishnah above, on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, Chatos Hatzibur Vayochet Shchitosu B'Tzofon, V'Kibul Damam V'Kli Sharis B'Tzofon. And this is the din of Chatos Behema. And now we're saying Af Mincha Teuna Tzofon. Now what does this mean? We already learned explicitly in the previous Mishnah on this Samach Gimel Amud Aleph that Minchos HaNikmatzus B'chol Mokom Ba'Zorah. Now we're talking about the Hagosha on Keren Dromis Maravis. So what avoda was done B'Tzofon? Now Rashi and Tos seem to assume that we're talking about a Minchas Chote specifically, and there the Kmitza requires Tzofon. The Mishnah at the beginning of Samach Gimel is referring to Minchas Nedova. Remember, we said that a Mincha could come either Bechova or Benedova. In other words, this halacha that we're going to derive from Chatas Behema, that we need Tzofon in Kmitza, that's only referring to Minchas Chote. That's the way Rashi and Tosfos learn it. There's another possible way of learning it, that we're talking about Kiddush HaKomitz B'Kli, because after the Kohen did the Kmitza, the Mincha, he would have to place the Komitz into a Kli to bring it onto the Mizbeach HaKtara. And this process, which we call Kiddush B'Kli, comes in a place where Kabbalah B'Kli of a Kometz corresponds, is parallel to Kabbalah Saddam in Korbanos Behema. So therefore this derivation of Kabbalah B'Chatas Behema with a Kiddush Kli to Mincha is a kind of a perfect equation. And even though the Kmitza can be done anywhere, but the Kabbalah and a Kli has to be done in Tzofon. That seems to be the sheet of the Ritva, of the sheet in Gubetzis and the Riva. However, according to Rashi and Tosfos, Kmitza as a general rule is Ksheir B'chol Mokom, but that's only if it's a Minchas Nedov as opposed to a Minchas Chote, which is a Minchas Chova. And if we're learning Mincha from Chatas Behema, then the requirement is just like Chatas Behema requires Tzofon, so too Mincha, in the case of Minchas Chote, requires Tzofon. And Pashas, that's referring to Kmitza, and at least that's the way Rashi and Tosfos learn it. Again, there's another possibility that this requirement of Tzofon is only in Kiddush Kometz B'Kli, which parallels Kabbalah Saddam in Korbanos Behema. So we have the following: Ma Chatos, in the case of Chatos Behema to Una Tzofon, is Af Mincha, let's say according to Rashi, Minchas Chote to Una Tzofon. And presumably we're talking about the Kmitza, or alternatively, according to the Riva, we're talking about Kiddush Bekli. Then we go on, and we have a limud of Mincha, from Mincha to Chatas. And what's that teaching us? Ma Mincha, the Hagosha is Bekeren Maravis Dromis. And the Gemara is going to clarify that later on, how we know this. So too in the case of Chatas Ha'ov, we need Keren Maravis Dromis for the Ikar Asiyah, which let's say is the Hazos Adam. So this is the source for the Din of HaMishnah, that Hazos Adam Chatas Ha'ov has to be done on the Keren Dromis Mizrachis. Now once we clarify that the Din in Asiyah's Chatas Ha'ov, that Chatas Ha'ov should be done in the Keren Dromis Maravis, and that's derived from Hagosh and Mincha, now the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that Hagosh and Mincha requires Tzafon? I'm sorry, instead of Tzafon, I meant to say Keren Dromis Maravis. Mincha Gufa Minole, how do you know that Hagosh and the Mincha has to be done in the Keren Dromis Maravis, when the coin takes the comets and the kli and he touches on to the Keren on the side of the Keren Dromis Maravis? The Sanya, the Bryce is going to derive this from a parsha, the parsha in Mincha, where it says, "Vizos Torah Samincha Krevosob Bnei Aaron Lifnei Hashem El Pesach Hamizbeach," and we require Hagosha to take the Mincha Lifnei Hashem. That's the pasuk Lifnei Hashem, and that means that you have to touch the Mizbeach. And this pasuk is telling us that Hagosha Lifnei Hashem, and then it says El Pnei Hamizbeach, and it means that Yesh Hagosha to be Magishit Lifnei Hashem. I might think that the Kavanah is to be Yagishal Mizbeach Pitzad Marov on the western side, and that's called Lifnei Hashem, because that turns towards the Heichal and Kodesh Kadoshim. Tabalomer El Pnei HaMizbeach, the extra three words here are telling us Pnei HaMizbeach, which is the Dorom, because that's where the Kevesh stood, and you would climb up the Kevesh in order to reach the Mizbeach. There should be a Gisha Badorom, and that's what we're deriving here from the pasuk Lifnei Hashem El Pnei HaMizbeach. And this pasuk is referring to a Mincha. Then the Braisa continues and says, "E El Pnei HaMizbeach." Now that we said the Gisha requires Pnei HaMizbeach, which is Dorom, is Yochel, I might say, Sheagisha Bidorom. And that was the way we understood it, because that's called El Pnei HaMizbeach. Talmud Lomar, Lifnei Hashem, which is a reference to Mara. So we have now Diyukim Sosrim. On the one hand, the Pasuk says Lifnei Hashem, and that means the Tzad Marav. That's called Lifnei Hashem, because, as we said earlier, it goes towards the Heichal V'Kodesh Kadosh. On the other hand, it says El Pnei HaMizbeach, which is a reference to the Dorom, that when he comes up the Kevesh, he turns towards the right to the Dorom. And Lamaisa, we have to know now, where does the Hagosha of Mincha take place? Is it on the Tzad Marav, or is it on the Tzad Mizrach? I'm sorry, is it on the Tzad Marav or on the Tzad Dorom? HaKetzad, how do we reconcile between these two Diyukim, Sosrim, whether the Gisha is in the Marav or the Gisha is in the Dorom? HaGisha Bekeren Marav is Dromis Keneged Chuda Shal Keren Vidayo. So now we're talking about Marav is Dromis, which we now can fulfill both the Marav, which we said was Lifnei Hashem, and the Dorom, which we said was Al Pnei HaMizbeach. And that's it. We have Lifnei Hashem in Marav and Al Pnei HaMizbeach in Dorom, and we don't need anything more than that. Vidayo. Now I'm not sure why he adds the word Vidayo here. He says that in Sota, this Bryce is quoted, and there's a remez here that you don't need Hagosha on the Mincha Atzma, but rather Daisha Klishabo Himunachas Nogela Mizbeach. Klishabo Himunachas, in other words, the Mincha is inside the Kli, and the Kli has to be Nogela Mizbeach. It's not necessary that the mincha itself touched the mizbech. It's enough for the kli that's holding on to the mincha to touch the mizbech, and that's called vidai. That's enough. Now let's see if we can talk about this concept that the gisha has to be myra because of lifnei Hashem. The mizbech stood in the middle of the azor according to the Tanakama. Its width was 32 amma, and the rochav of the heichal with the ksolim was 32 amma, which means that the chalolo was esrim, and the rochav kolkosu was sheish amos. So the keren dromus maravis is at the end of the mizbeach, the corner of the mizbeach, and it's keneged haheichal. And we've had a discussion about this in the past. Now, when it says Kineged Chuda Shel Keren, that's because if he would incline himself towards the Dharma of the Mizbeach, it wouldn't be Lifnei Hashem at all. And now we come to the Braisa. So again, the Hagoshes HaMinchas and the Keren Jomis Maravis. And now we can derive that in Chatas HaOf, we need Keren Jomis Maravis. And Keren Jomis Maravis is, as we said before, reconciliation of both Lifnei Hashem and El Pnei HaMizbeach. But there's another opinion as to where the Hagosha, the Makom Hagosha Samincha should be. Rav Elezer Omer Yochol, I might think that since the Pasuk mentions both Mairav and Durham, then perhaps he can choose one way or the other, and the Torah is giving him two alternatives, Yagishenel and Myra Shel Keren, or Ladroma Shel Keren. There's Gavaldik Akashia, the Teferis Tzion, why he mentions Myra of Dafka or Dorum Dafka, why can't he do it on the Tzad, Myra of Adorum, Mitchilos of Adsofo? So maybe we'll get a chance to study that Teferis Tzion. In any event, the answer is it's not so. It's not a choice of either Mairov or Doron. But rather, since Amarta, meaning you should say, that Kol Mokom Ato Motzei Shnei Mikros, Echad Mekayim Atzmo, U'Mekayim Chavero, Echad Mekayim Atzmo, Vatel Chavero, is Manichim Zeshe Mekayim Atzmo, U'Mevatel Chavero, V'Tovsen Es HaMekayim Atzmo, U'Mekayim Chavero. So if we have a stira between two psukim, each pasuk is mekayim itself independently. But one is mekayim atzmo, but it's not undermining chavero. One is mekayim atzmo, but it's undermining chavero. So we leave the one that's mevatel, that undermines chavero, and we take the one that can be mekayim itself and chavero, if we can reconcile the two and fulfill both. Because that's always our preference. And if we apply that principle here, says Rabbi Eliezer, there are two mikros, two psukim. One tells us that Gosh is Lifnei Hashem, the other tells us that it's got to be Bedorom. Shata Omer, if you come to be Mekayim, the El Pnei Hashem, and do the Hagosh of Marav, Heichon Kiyamto, what will you do with El Pnei HaMizrach? The Mairav is not considered El Pnei HaMizbeach. The Mairav is not Pnei HaMizbeach, because when you come to the Mizbeach from the Kevesh, you're coming on the Dorum side. Is therefore, so that's one. you start with El Pnei Hashem, so you're excluding the Pnei HaMizbeach, because my Rav is not considered Pnei HaMizbeach. But Kishata Omer, if you want to be Mekaybel Pnei HaMizbeach, which means Durham, so you do the Agosh in the Durham, Kiyamta, you could also at the same time be Mekaybel Lifnei Hashem in the Durham. Now, what is Rabbi Eliezer talking about when he says that you can be Mekayim Lifnei Hashem in the Dorom? Heichon Kiyamta, the Gemara asks, the din of Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem requires the Mairov, Omer of Ashi, Kasavrai Taino, Kulim Mizbeach, B'Tzofenoya. That Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the entire Mizbeach was situated in the Tzofon. And if that be the case, then the Dorom, paradoxically, is Mul Pesach HaHeichal. We've been saying that El Pnei HaMizbeach, we've been saying that El Pnei Hashem is the Mairov, because the Mairov is closest to the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadoshim, but that's not really so. If you hold that the entire Mizbeach was in the Tzofon, that it's the Dorom that's Mul Pesach HaHeichal. And therefore the Hagoshet should be in the Dorom Mizbeach, and that's also considered El Pnei HaMizbeach, because it's the Pana B'Tzad Zeh, as we said before, the Lifnei Hashem, which means Mul Pesach Shel Heichal. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, given his shita about where the Mizbeach is located, then there's no stira here, and both El Pnei HaMizbeach and Lifnei Hashem can be fulfilled with the Dorom. So let's see if we can summarize what's going on over here. There's machlokes in the Tanakam Rabbi Lezer whether the Hagosha is done in the Keren Dromis Marovis, that's the opinion of Tanakam, or on the southern side of the Mizbeach, on the Doro, without Mairov, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And it all depends upon where is the Mizbeach situated in the Azorah. If it's in the middle of the Azorah, that's the Tanakama. If it's in the north Tanakama, or north of the Azorah, then you've arrived at the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Again, we still haven't clarified, how do we know that Agosh is Bechetzi HaTachton Shal HaMizbeach? Because it could be that the Gisha should be on to this Keren, whichever it is, Markidis or Markidis, on the Chetzio Elyon. The Sugi Menochos has another drasha here to teach you that Hagosha requires Yesod. That's a whole other discussion. Now the Mishnah says the Chatas Ha'of has to be done on the Keren Dromis Marovis. B'chol Mokom Ha'isak Shera, in other words, even though L'chatchila, he should have done it on the Keren Dromis Marovis, but anywhere is sufficient. That's not a critical conditional requirement. Maika Omar. What does the Mishnah mean? If Kol Mokum is Ksheira, so why do you tell me the Mokum is on Keren Dromis Marovis? Omar of Ashi, Hochi Komar. B'chol Mokum is Ksheira Limeli Kasa. In other words, you could do the Malika anywhere around, even on the Chetzi Elyon Shel Mizbeach, and it doesn't have to be on the Keren Dromis Marovis Elazeh, but the Keren Marovis Dromis from the Chetzi Mizbeach Lamata Hayimakom Elazeh Asa. So we're not talking about Malika, we're talking about Azah. So the Psukim from which we derive that the Asiya of the Chetzi Tachton Shel HaMizbeach and the Keren Dromis Marovis Dafka, that doesn't refer to Malika, but rather to Azah. So when it says in the Mishnah of a Kol Mokom Ha'isak Shera, that's a reference to Malika. And the Malika doesn't require any specific Mokom. It doesn't have to be B'chetzi HaTachton. It could also be B'chetzi HaElyon. It doesn't require Keren Dromis Marov. It could be on any one of the four Karnos HaMizbeach. But Zeh, when you're talking about Hazah, that's a requirement in both Chetzi HaTachton Shel HaMizbeach and Keren Dromis Marovis. But none of these requirements apply to Malika, but only to Hazah Sadam. Now again, we have to know the sources for all these dinim, but that's what Rav Ashi is saying. So we'll stop here in Mirtz Hashem. We're about halfway down on Samach Gimel Amid Beis. And we got up to the Sugya Vomer of Ashi. And hopefully we'll be able to continue this after Shabbos. Everyone have a great Shabbos.